Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas.
All we can hope for is that you are in a home before Christmas.
Where the love
we hope you have been able to secure a property for Christmas. And just hopefully do to live. So with the aftermath of the fire, it's been kind of skinny finding property. So we're going to chat about some of the players out there in Coffee Park right now. That's right. Stick your big fat head in front of my Facebook page. Go ahead. See if I care. What's that? Yeah, you're going to hurt already. All they can see is this brown, bald head there. So anyway, so that's Joe Pasquini. He's our sports guy and also the board guy for the Real Estate Hour. And you've been doing this for how long now? About 5 years?
Oh, at least.
At least that.
I've been trying to figure that out. I'm not sure. It's been at least 10 years, least, I'm guessing.
No kidding, really.
I was back. When did you have the song Beautiful? Wouldn't You Like to Fly in Our
Beautiful? Oh, my God. That's Remax.
That yeah,
was,
yeah.
It's been a while ago.
I was back for that.
Were you really? Okay. Well, gosh darn. Well, happy holidays, Joe.
Yes, I'm old. And happy holidays.
Yes, we're both old. Anyway, so you're listening to the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. And that's our theme song for the holidays. Well, we hope you can be in a home before Christmas. And we have put many people into homes for Christmas. We seem to have a last-minute surge. As you saw, the sales for the month of November hit about a 10-year high, which is kind of cool. And that pretty much is all fire-related. Okay, and yeah. And the Joe's going 10-year high, not the kind of high you're thinking about, Joe. Okay, not to, huh? I've had a 10-year high in a long time. All right, keep it clean here, Kelly. Keep it out of the gutter. No, actually, yeah, sales are way up, and that's because obviously of the influx. You had 5,200 homes burned down, and those people had to get replaced. So the sales kind of shot up with the existing housing stock, and we're right around 450 active listings on the market, and for a population of 500,000, that ain't much. So we've been doing some research. We've been getting some really good idea now who are some of the major players in the Coffee Park area. I'm going to probably be discovering who the major player is for the Mark West Estates area, which is, you know, up by Wicape Larkfield, that area. You know, that whole Mark West Estates was on the corner of Old Redwood Highway and Mark West Road. Did you been up there yet? It's pretty devastating.
I haven't gone up there. I went through Larkfield, but yeah. I'm afraid to go up to
I haven't gone to Coffee Park. I don't want to see it.
I really don't want to see it.
It's pretty devastating.
It is, really.
So
the pictures only don't speak the whole story at all.
But there's hope because they're clearing the lots off really, really fast. I mean, it's amazing how much progress FEMA is making with these lots. And they're being done, scraped, taken down. I've talked to some contractors about that. They say, well, now there's going to be added costs in rebuilding those lots. All the lots need to be resurveyed. The area that they've torn out, the old soil, needs to be repacked. You've obviously have holes in the ground where the foundation was. So, but there seem to be a couple of major players in Coffee Park that are coming forward. There's scams, as we talked about last week, so be very careful. If you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly Facebook page, that's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly Facebook page. Please like us. We're now doing a live broadcast to all of those folks who visit that page. And it's a video broadcast that we make every Sunday. And you can also check it out also during the week. It'll be on the Facebook page. Also, we do a podcast. So if you hear any information on the show that you said, darn it, I didn't have a pencil or a pen with me or a piece of paper or my iPhone or jot it down. You can just go to the podcast. Joe puts that on just after the show, and you can check it out on KSRO.com. Just look under the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. You can find all that stuff. So, you know, we were – where in the heck was I going with all that anyway? I'm just – sometimes I just get lost. The
I can relate.
I can relate. So – but I think we're talking about – excuse me. See, all the people on Facebook get to see that live, so when I clear my throat. But the two players that seem to be out there, yeah, in Coffee Park are Gallagher Construction and the APM Homes. And APM Homes, I think, were the original. They were, I think, part of the Condiotti crew and builders at the time. And if you go to their website, which is if you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook, I posted the Gallagher site and then also the APM site. They both seem to be having some significant, you know, models. There's just not going to be three or four homes. APM has, I think, like 10 models. Gallagher's got about that equal amount, if not more. We're gonna come back and chat about what they're offering, what their square foot costs are going to be, which we kind of have an inkling of what they're going to be. The people up at Mark West, I don't know what that's going to be yet. That's more our upper, you know, tier marketing or upper tier price. The homes, when you add in the lot size or the lot cost, are probably going to be near what they are today. I did a market analysis of the area there, of the Coffee Park, about the last 6 months. We'll discuss that too. So a lot of things to get into. I looked at land sales because land sales are doing some interesting things because now we have a lot of those lots coming out of the market. So we'll talk about that too. But before we go any further, we have a special announcement. The Christmas Story is going to be live tonight, right?
Yes, it is.
What time?
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m., write that down.
On Channel 2. Channel 2, Fox. You're out of the area.
Right, right.
And
this is going to be a live presentation, so it should be very interesting.
Yeah, we'll get the tape delay. It's live on the East Coast, but we'll get the tape delay of the live broadcast at 7. The names in the cast don't ring a bell to me, except for one, Matthew Broderick.
Right.
He's playing Ralphie as an adult.
So it'll probably be more of a narration thing, maybe, perhaps.
That I don't know. Yeah. But Maya Rudolph is Mother Parker.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you. Old Man Parker is Chris, and I don't even want to try to pronounce his name, Diamantopoulos.
I have no idea. So. I didn't recognize anybody except for Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Well, and, he's pretty – yeah, he's right up there.
Yeah, well, he did the producers on Broadway.
Yeah, he also did – man, we're going back 30 years ago.
Well, he did
the school – they cut from school and went to a Cubs game and – what the heck was that?
Ferris Bueller's.
That's it. Yeah. Day Off.
But he also did that great movie about the computer hacking. What was that called?
I got to think.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah, that was.
Anyway, so that's just an alert for you. But we have three. Now, are we going to be on next week? Because next week's Christmas Eve.
Right.
And are they going to be running all the KSRO music
stuff? That's a good question.
So this could be our last show before the holidays.
Yeah.
So we'll have to say happy holidays. But we have three
of
our great t-shirts.
You want me to work today.
You're going to work your butt off there, Pasquini.
Dang.
Okay, which ain't much either.
Isn't that a good thing?
That's a good thing. Keep dropping these t-shirts. So we have three t-shirts left, and these are, if you're on Facebook Live.
And that was War Games.
War Games. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
good.
Much.
That was a
great movie.
Yeah, that was.
Dabney Coleman was in that, and I forget the other guys. But he was really
good. From 1983, so he's been around for a while.
He's been around for a long time. Anyway, so I'm holding up on Facebook Live our t-shirt, and Joe, describe what it shows Ralphie with his favorite bar of palm olive, I think it is, in his mouth.
Well, you should know. Huh? You're the expert
right? He talks about what soaps he liked.
It's a cool-looking shirt.
It's a cool-looking shirt. And
yes,
it says, "Oh, fudge."
And instead of showing it to me, show it to the camera.
I did.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Let me see how much it shows.
It says, "Oh, fudge" on it, which we all know is not what he said. And last week, that was one of the trivia questions, and he said the immortal F-word when he was doing what, Joe? You remember what he was doing? Come, geez, it was just last week, Pasquini. Yeah, what are your mind going?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's a long time ago.
Anyway, so he was changing the tire on his dad's car, and he was holding, all right, the hubcap with the lug nuts in. And somebody did something, and the hubcaps went out into the snow, and the lug nuts, and it was not good. And he uttered the famous word Ralphie did when he said, "Oh, fudge."
So did Dad send him to his room?
His dad kind of looked surprised. No, and he walked. They got back into the car, and he leaned over to his wife and said, "Do you know what your son just said?" And then he whispered in her ear, and she just went crazy. And next thing you know, there's Ralphie sitting there with a bar of soap in his mouth. And he says, who told you? Who said that to you? And he blamed some other kid. I forget who it was. That's a good question. Who is the kid?
Well, if you don't know the answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna, well, you can make it up then. I don't care. But I mean, if anybody knows that, who was the kid, okay, who Richie or Ralphie blamed where he heard the F word? Of course, his dad said it all the time. His dad swore all the time. There's a great – that's a running gag in the movie that is his dad's always swearing at the heater that's downstairs in the basement. And he's in Bumpkins' dogs. He always used to – so we got to think of some trivia. We got three T-shirts. So let's pick a really easy one. This is so easy it's not even funny. Okay. All right. What did he want for a gift? Now, everybody knows that because, right, if he got it, you would do what? Shoot your eye out, right? Okay. Come on, Pasquini. Right. Let's get with it here.
All these years that you've been doing this, I still haven't seen the movie.
Yeah,
so that doesn't help.
What kind of respect is that, for God's sake? Well, all right, so
What did
Ralphie want? That's a very easy one. So the first T-shirt will go to somebody who can call in, 636-1350. Write the number down. We have three T-shirts here, all the same, all beautiful gray with says, "Oh, fudge," or the first call, Joe. What did he want for Christmas? Okay, so give us a call, and you will win this lovely, lovely T-shirt. Okay, so that's question number one.
Hello.
Got a new listing I want to tell you about. Also, one that we're collecting offers on right now. And the property we're collecting offers on is over on Willowside Road, 1875 Willowside Road. It's 1 acre, about 1,250 square feet. Like I said, it's all usable land, beautiful views of St. Helena and the vineyards around you, that kind of stuff. And that we're asking $619 night on that. And we're looking at offers. We currently have, I think, three offers on the table, but we're looking at offers probably until Monday. So if you're out running around and want to take a look at that property, it's over on Willowside Road on the corner of Willowside and Piner Road, 1875 Willowside. And I can't read that at all. Is that a P?
From Santa Rosa.
Who is it?
Pete.
Not the famous Pete. Is this not Pete Phillippe?
This is Pete.
Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Not bad. What did he want for Christmas?
He wanted a Red Ryder BB gun.
You got it, brother. You got it. And they all said, no, you can't get one of those because it would shoot his eye out, right?
Yep.
You got it. All right, Pete. Well, stay tuned, and Joe's going to get your information, okay? And we'll get you we'll leave you one of our famous T-shirts up at the front desk for you. You can pick that up on Monday, okay?
All right, awesome. You have a great weekend.
You too, Pete. Thanks for listening. So that's probably they're a little late on that. People, put them on the line. Grab that. Well, we can say they can call back.
Oh, you want them on the line?
No, we got to take a break. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with another trivia question. And the Real Estate Hour, call in number is 636-1350. We had a winner for the first one. So if you're calling about the BB gun, that's what Ralphie wanted for Christmas. We're going to come right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Hello, Sonoma County. This is Sheriff Rob Giordano wishing you happy holidays from KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5 FM. And you can check us out at KSRO.com and also live on Facebook. If you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, Kathy Slack, the famous singer of the Pointless Sisters, is currently watching. So I asked
her,
she said, yes, you are
on the air next week.
She said, yes, I'm on the air. Okay, so yeah. Kathy, you can also, you know, Kathy, enter the, can she? No, she can't enter the contest, can she?
She wouldn't think so.
Because she's a employee.
But you have an extra shirt for her, don't you?
Well, of course I do.
No, of course you do.
I don't know if I have one that she's... Okay, well, we'll have to work that out. Okay. Anyway, so good morning. Good back. Welcome back. Good back. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. And, you know, we're chatting about the homes being built in Coffee Park. We're trying to get a handle on just, you know, who's going to be playing out there and all that kind of good stuff. And it looks like it's probably going to be in Coffee Park a couple of big builders, APM, who I think was formerly Condiotti Homes, who built a lot of those properties in Coffee Park. Matter of fact, if you go to their website, and they're both on the Facebook page, and I placed them on there for you guys so you can get the links and go to the website to check them out. But they have their, I think, their original Coffee Park advertisements, which is really interesting from a historical perspective. And then Gallagher, who I don't think was even around then, they're also going to be players out in that area. And we hear it's about, you know, coming in about $280 a square foot for Gallagher's projects or his properties. And he's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 models it looks to choose from. And they're named after flowers, which is kind of nice. Anywhere from 1,371 square feet up to about 2,196 square feet. And of those models, they have, looks like six or two stories. So, you know, about half are single levels. Obviously, the two story and some of the single levels will, you know, your lot size will be the determining factor. And they're also buying lots too. So they'll pay about 100 to, I think, 120 is their range for lots. And we've been seeing lots. We're going to talk about land sales here in a bit. But the land sales are basically have, you know, gone up pretty much dramatically because of the resale of these lots in Fountain Grove, the lots in Marquis Estates, and then the lots in Coffee Park. So any range anywhere is from, gosh, $120,000 up to $180,000, I've heard, in Coffee Park to, you know, $250,000 to, who knows, $500,000 or $600,000. In the Fountain Grove area. So we'll kind of get more into those numbers. But the square footages, like I said, are, you know, Gallagher has probably got the more diverse APM has, I think, about They're anywhere from 1250 up to about 2073. And I do not know the square foot cost they're quoting. If you look at the Gallagher properties, you know, now this is assuming you own your lot, obviously. So the square foot costs are based on the home they're going to build because you own your own lot. So you can add in the difference. So if we figure a lot's like $120,000, so 384 would be the least expensive at $280 a square foot. That'd be for the single level 1,371 square foot, three and two, which they call the Clover. And then, like I said, they go all the way up to 2,196 square feet. So they have a pretty big house there. And that would be about $614,000 when you look at the, you know, the square foot cost. Now, that's obviously, that could change. You know, obviously, that's always the caveat. If you do any upgrades, you know, maybe different finishes, you know, this kind of thing. So that can all change. But it looks like they're, you know, they're getting their act together there. They think some of these homes will be ready by summer, which will be, you know, they're going to have to get in the ground pretty, pretty early. If we have a dry, you know, year, which it seems we're going to be kind of dry, Joe. We haven't had any rain here for a long time, which we need some rain. But then again, we had rain last year, and then look what happened.
Yeah, and do we really need the rain? I think for the area that to help get cleaned up, that's
well, probably not. I mean, yeah, but we need water.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
That's kind of the essential of life, Joe. So we. I mean, I'm glad to see the lots are going to dry out, but, you know.
You mean last year wasn't enough?
Yeah, last year wasn't enough for you. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about California. You know, we get a ton of water when it drops, but we're not putting it anywhere because we have a finite amount of dams, and nobody's going to allow a dam to be built anywhere again. So that's always a problem. Let's do one more trivia question because I think Kathy said we're going to be here next year, right? Next week, right?
That's what
all
you
right.
said.
All right. So
we'll keep
one T-shirt for next week, and maybe we'll even throw in a lamp next week, a minor award. That's it. I already gave away the darn thing, didn't I?
The lamp is the minor award.
Well, no, the lamp I'm going to give away would be a minor award
because
it's not the big 4-foot lamp that his dad got. Okay, let's see. So trivia question: what did it say on the box when he got the major award, when he got his big lamp? And what did he say? What did it say on the outside of the box, which he thought was French? Okay. And he said, look, oh, it must be from France. It's French. All right. And his wife corrected him on the word. So if you know that, and you've got to be kind of into it to know that, it's kind of a cool thing. It was kind of funny, though. So he gets the box with the major award inside, and outside it has this word, which he mispronounced, and that his wife corrected him, and he thought was French. Okay? So give us a call. You know what it is? You do. You're looking. How'd you like it? How can you see that?
If you want to find the answer to that, just go to a Christmas.
Stop it.
Oh, never
Stop
mind.
It.
Okay.
Don't give away the resources. Let people do that themselves.
But the answer isn't exactly there, but your answer is actually part of the question.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Anyway, so 636-1350. We got a call already. You guys just know this movie, too. See, I'm going to have to get a new movie, I think, next year. You guys all know this by now. Anyway, so it's what was the word, and we're giving away one of our T-shirts. And we're going to keep it here for next week. And that way we have to get one for Kathy Slack, who I would love to see in one of these T-shirts, quite frankly. But no, Kathy's a fabulous singer. If you've not heard Kathy Slack, she sings with the Portland Sisters. So we have a winner, I take it, or somebody who thinks they know.
Lanny of Windsor.
Who is it?
Lanny of Windsor.
Oh, Lanny. Well, I know you know this. What is it?
I do.
What is it?
It's fragile, but he says it's fragile.
Yeah, fragile. He goes, oh, it must be French. You are a winner. Okay. So we'll leave the T-shirt out for you at the front desk, okay?
All right, dear. Sounds great.
Okay, and it'll have your name all over it. So come down and get it during normal business hours on Monday.
Take
Tell us. All right, happy Christmas.
All right, Laddie, you too. Okay. And that's our friend Laddie who lives up in Lakewood Hills. So and she's a maid manufacturer. She turned me on to all these T-shirts. So we got to take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. When we return, we're done for the trivia for today. But we'll resume next week on Christmas Eve, right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Hour, the White House and Russian government media confirmed that Russian President Putin phoned President Trump today to thank him for a CIA tip that helped thwart a series of bombings in St. Petersburg. Kremlin says several people are arrested. For thousands of firefighters battling Southern California's biggest brush fire, hot, dry Santa Ana winds have calmed down. Though the fire north of Los Angeles is bigger, containment's still 40%, according to the latest CAL FIRE update in the past hour or so. The better weather's welcome considering what's been going on, says APC's Marcy Gonzalez in Montecito.
The fire was racing so fast.
More than 10,000 acres burning just since Friday. Flames like a glowing gash cutting through the hillside, threatening homes, forcing 16,000 new mandatory evacuations.
Grazie tante.
Pope Francis Grazie thanking tante. The crowd in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican for their birthday wishes. Francis is 81 today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. We hope you will be in a home before Christmas. And we hope you have shelter over your head and you're going to be with family and friends and all that kind of good stuff. I know it's been a really tough last couple of months, but this is the time of the year when hopefully you can put that aside and you know, be with family and argue about President Trump. Anyway, but the just joking. So we're giving away T-shirts, and we had a correction. Okay, Lanny was right. And, Lanny, we don't have your address, Lanny. Joe needs it for the show, so if you could call back in and give that to him, we'd appreciate it. I don't think I have it in my iPhone because my iPhone is being used for broadcasting. But anyway, the gentleman on the phone, it was fragile, but I think he pronounced it fragile, which is Italian. Okay, not French. I said French, and I was corrected. He was saying it's Italian, and his wife looks at him, and she goes, "Dear, I think that says fragile." So he goes, "Oh, it's fragile, fragile." Anyway, okay, enough of that stuff. Enough of that. Let's get back to real estate. That great line from 1,000 Clowns, his brother says, "You must get back to reality." And he goes, "Only as a tourist." So we will come back only as a tourist at this time. So we're looking at sales. We're looking at condo sales. You know, condos have kind of been ignored in the real estate market. You know, there's not a heck of a lot of them on the market currently. There's currently 61, which is actually up, you know, significant over last year at this time, which is kind of indicative of, I think, a lot of people putting properties on the market that, you know, are very affordable. Condos are very affordable. And, you know, it's that shelter you can get into. There's HOAs, but that kind of goes with the turf. But when you look at the amount of sales, you know, and the medium home price, they're up about 13% over last year at this time, condos. And they're pretty scarce. All right. When you look at the number of sales, they're up 24%. There are only, though, 61 sales. And when you look at the total sales in the county, you know, we're right about just over, you know, 500 when you include condos. So the good thing about them is that there seems to be they're coming down to the market. They're up 43% of new condos that are coming out of the market. And, you know, the days on the market is way down. I mean, talking about month supply of inventory, you think it's tight in the single family arena, which is about, you know, 1.2, 1.4 month supply of inventory. With condos, it's under a month. It's, you know, so it's very, very, very strong. And, you know, a lot of people are really grabbing onto those condos because it's the last affordable property. The medium home price for condo is 408 compared to 650 something grand for a medium home single family house. When you look at land, and you know, land is not, we don't really chat about it here all that much. There's not that much of it out there, quite frankly. There's a lot of land, but there's not very much for sale. But we've seen a huge upswing in land, and simply because there are all those lots coming on the market, which I'm looking for my glasses. That's why I took my headset off. All the people on Facebook Live are going, look, Mike's putting his glasses on. And I have these stupid glasses that are these magnetic things that you got to do everything, and then you got to open them up and close them and all that kind of good stuff. So that's what I was doing for all those people wondering why there was a delay in the air. Anyway, so when you look at land costs, you know, they're – jeez, all that excitement with the T-shirts always gets me.
Or the glasses.
No, the glasses, yes. All the exertion putting on the glasses. But, you know, when you look at the medium home, the medium land price, per lot, it's down significantly. Now, sometimes these numbers, you can't really rely on them because there's not that many sales that make, you know, any kind of sense when it comes to the standpoint of statistics. So you got to be careful. Medium home or land price right now is about $175,000. And these are all pretty much residential lots, which is down 34% from last year. And the reason that is, quite frankly, the reason there's a huge drop is that most of the lots being put on the market today are the lots in Coffee Park, the lots in the pretty much in the burned areas and up in Fountain Grove. So we've seen a drop in the medium home price. The sales have not really taken off that much. There's only like 13 sales, but under contracts is up significantly over last year at this time. There's 19 properties in escrow, but the new land lots are up 87%. So that's your big number you can hang your hat on. So you can see that last year at this time, we only had 23 new land listings. Now we're at 43. And the majority of those are the residential lots. And that's what you're going to see in the Coffee Park, Marquess Estates, Wickiup area, and then also in Fountain Grove, and then the larger lots up in, you know, Marquess area, Reby Valley, this type of thing. You know, the matter of the for sale properties are still down, but the new ones are coming onto the market. Now, but this is where it gets interesting, because land does not move like residential properties, where we normally have 1.4 month supply of inventory when it comes to land. Right now, the inventory, the month supply of inventory is almost 15 months. So you can see the land has not moved that quickly. And we'll see how fast these lots get down. That number has come down dramatically from last year, where it was almost 23 months supply of inventory. Now it's dropped almost in half down to 14.9 months supply. But that still is a lot. Because remember, guys, you know, anything under 3 months is a seller's market. You know, like 3 to 6 months is normal. Anything over 6 months is a buyer's market. So, you know, we're looking at 14 months supply of inventory. So that's quite a bit of properties available in the, you know, the month supply is there because we're not seeing them gobbled up that quick. It'll be interesting to see how fast these lots in Coffee Park and Fountain Grove get snatched up. I think a lot of people, we've had some investors make, you know, queries as to do you think it's a good long-term hold. I was talking to Craig Lawson, who used to be the owner of Pinnacle Homes. We were chatting at a party on Friday night, and we were, you know, talking about, well, what do you need to really rebuild and what costs are you looking at? You know, you get into over $150, $50,000 for a residential lot. You know, it's like almost like a 4-to-1 ratio. So you've got to be careful that if you think you're going to hold on to a property for 2 years, remember, you get no income on these lots. You can't depreciate it because it's land. So you're just kind of you know, basically betting on the come that there's going to be, you know, appreciation because of the lack of lots. If these lots get bought out, there's maybe 20 or 30 or 40 still left in the subdivision that are for sale, you know, maybe they'll go up in price. So that's what a lot of investors are looking at when they are considering buying a lot for an investment. So it's a total speculative play. If you have some extra cash and you want to see what you can do with $150,000, I think most of the lots probably in Fountain Grove or in Coffee Park are in the 130 to 140, 150 range. You know, you may want to take a shot if you got the money. Hold up, maybe buy a couple of lots and see what happens in a couple of years from now. You know, Gallagher says that they may have homes for sale that'll be, you know, ready to go into probably late summer next year, which stands the reason. I mean, you're not going to be able to put foundations in until, you know, the spring. And if we get a late spring and a late rain, that's just going to delay, you know, what it needs to be putting those concrete foundations in. Will they go ahead and put a whole bunch in at that time? I mean, the thing is to get hopefully as many foundations in the ground as you can, so then you could build during the winter. Because these, you know, the foundations have to cure, they have to be set up, and then if you put in 200 foundations, then you can only maybe build 50 or 60 in the season. Then you've got a couple of years where you can build through the winter time, which is probably going to be some of the things people are going to want to see. So stay tuned for that. So it'll be really interesting to see how that market plays out when it comes to speculation and, you know, who's buying it. You know, interesting enough, in Coffee Park, you know, I think you're going to have, you know, Gallagher probably there, APM Homes there to buy these lots that are coming onto the market. They have a purchase program now, but Gallagher, I think, is paying $100,000 to $120,000 for the lots because they know what it takes to build a single family house. And if you add the cost of the land on there, you know, there needs to be a profit for them. Will you do better, say, in the open market, not sell to Gallagher? Perhaps. We'll have to wait and see when some of these start closing. We've seen some hit the market, which have had multiple offers. So we're just going to have to keep monitoring and see what they look like after they close escrow. And then we'll be able to see just, you know, what the heck they're selling for and how high maybe they're getting $140,000, $150,000 for the lots. And if that's the case, you know, then, you know, who's going to build those? Are they being purchased simply for speculation, or is actually somebody going to go ahead and start building those? And it'll be interesting to see how many homes, you know, or how many lots that Gallagher and APM can lock up, because that's kind of the critical piece of all this, guys, is to be building in an amount which has some, you know, costs that you can get lowered because you're buying everything in bulk. So if you just build like, you know, 5 or 6 homes, then you're almost a semi-custom builder, and you cannot get the big breaks you can if you're building 100, 150, 200 homes. And we had, I think, 1,100 homes in Coffee Park. So it's going to be a long-term build, and we'll see how many players are going to get in there and, you know, start building. But right now we know we have at least 2. And one scammer who we talked about last week, who was quoting $540 a foot So Gallagher's quoting like 280, and that guy was quoting, you know, almost double. So it's pretty remarkable. Just be very careful out there. I posted the APM Homes has a great resource page, and I put that on my Facebook page for you to take a look at. And it's basically, it's called Fire Resource Page, but they have just all sorts of links to the contractors, state contractors board, how to tell, you know, when you're being scammed, what to look for in a contract. As you recall, last week, the contractor who had written this very shaky contract had very little in the way of description. He was getting, I think, 50% of his money for doing 20% of the work, which is just ludicrous, because if he doesn't, things aren't going his way, he can walk away with 50%, you know, of your money. So be very careful when you're working with, you know, local people, or in this case, it was not a local person. But check him out. I mean, go to the APM webpage. And if you just search either Coffee Park Rebuild or Coffee Park Homes or APM Builders, APM Homes, you'll find their resource page. It's for Coffee Park, and it's got all sorts of great information. So we encourage you to check that out. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come up with the final segment of the show. That's been a fast show today. Yeah, because we've been having too much fun, Joe. Okay, we'll take a break.
Well, it is the holidays.
It is the holidays. Why not? We got to have fun. And we'll be here next Sunday, okay, special Christmas Eve program. We got to think of something fun to do.
Yeah. You know, by next
Sunday. I'll bring Joe an ugly sweater. I got an ugly Giants sweater I'll bring down for you. I'll wear my ugly sweater.
It goes with their season.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. Ugly. All right, we're back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
For so many years, I was such a fan of Al Franken as a comedian, and was so glad he made it to the Senate, and now I'm just, it's like, oh, God, man.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday, live right here on the News and Talk.
And you found out every Sunday.
What's that?
that you're here live every Sunday because we're on next week,
Christmas Eve. So we're going to have a special program next week, so it should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. Joe and I will be wearing our ugly sweaters. I have an ugly sweater, and then I have
like
an ugly giant sweater.
Like we can tell the difference.
We'll have a fashion plate. We'll do a contest of who has the ugliest sweater. How about that? All right?
Okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
You know what we should do? We should have our listeners send in their ugly sweater. That's what we'll do. Let's have some fun. I don't know how many people will do that.
Or take a picture and put it on your page.
They can do that. Yep. They can go to Facebook. They go to Mike, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook. Take a picture of you in your ugly sweater. and post it on my page. And then also, if you want to just email it to me, you can do that at mike@mikekelly.com, mike@mikekelly.com. And you can send in your picture of you with your ugly sweater. And I know you all have them. We all do. We our realtor every year has a ugly sweater contest. And I got news for you. We have some ugly sweaters. Allison's got an ugly sweater. I know she does. So maybe Allison can post her ugly sweater. I think it was ugly. Yeah, it was very decorated, so to speak. But people always have those things. And some people see the thing about it, though, Joe, is some people don't think they're ugly. Some people think they're...
That's what I was just going to ask. Does Allison think it's ugly?
I'm going to be careful.
Yeah. Too late now.
Anyway, so you people who think your sweaters are like really cool and really nice, we'll take those shots too, okay?
And we'll be the judge of that.
Okay? So you can post them on the Facebook page, my Facebook page. If you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, you can like us there and then post your ugly sweater contest or send it to mike@mikekelly.com, mike@mikekelly.com, and we'll post them on Facebook and have a contest to see who has the ugliest sweater. Because I got news for you, Joe. I got one that's really ugly. It looks like I look like a big present.
So you're the clubhouse leader, huh?
Yes. What's that going into the what? What is that phrase to use? Going into the season or something like that? You're like, I guess you'd be the clubhouse leader. Yeah.
It could be one. One group could be done, and you're the clubhouse leader.
You're the leader in the clubhouse. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's right. That's a golf term, by the way. Okay, cool. All right, getting back to real estate, because believe it or not, this is a real estate show. I'll try to have some fearless predictions for next year, and I think it'll be interesting to try to call this market to see what's going to happen. So we'll have some fun with that, but I'll do that in January. Now, when are we here again? So next week is the
Christmas 24th, Eve.
And so are we here for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, right. It's 7 days apart. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Day are the same days.
Yeah. Okay. So we will be here for New Year's Eve, too. Yahoo.
You bring champagne?
No, but I will bring some noisemakers. Some people would argue that I'm a noisemaker as it is, but that's another story. Okay, so what we try to do every month is when we're analyzing property and you know, what are the reasons why you would want to use a person who does that so they kind of have a handle on the market where things are going. And one of the things we look for are terms, because you would think in this marketplace there'd be a lot of cash deals. And in November, you know, it was up a little bit, but not up that dramatically. But 34% of all the sales made in our multiple listing service were cash. And that's, you know, every mortgage person I know, just shudders when I tell them that. But that's a pretty significant number. 55% were conventional. And then the balance, you know, of those two, so that's about, 89%, were just kind of far and in between. FHA was the other leader, but only 24, you know, sales were made with the reported terms of FHA. VA was only 3. So, you know, we hear, Joe, a lot about using government loans to help, you know, first-time home buyers and help all of our vets and all that kind of stuff. But when you look at the reality of the world, okay, it's FHA and VA are pretty insignificant, only 32 of the total sales of 458. So it's maybe 8% of that. So not that much, and that has to do with, number one, with the super competitiveness right now in the super tight market we have. Whereas if you come in, you know, with a property, you know, you better be coming in with, you know, either solid financing, cash is always best if you can get it. But 34% of the sales, or about 156 last month, were all cash. In cash talks, you know, in conventional financing is probably the next best thing. You know, we're not opposed to doing contingency sales. We just closed a property we had in La Grande in Bennett Valley, and that property closed, I think, for 770, and it was about an acre and a half, about, I forget how big the house was, 1600 or something like that. And we closed that, and that was these folks had a house that they had to sell, and then somebody was buying their house, and they had a house they had to sell. Now, that's where it can get really ugly, because sometimes if you take a contingency sale, would pretty much is the contingency is the successful sale and close of the buyer's home that they're selling to get into your house, you could be stacked up with four or five or six. I think the worst I had was seven. I had seven deals stacked up, and they were, I think the one of them was in Sacramento, and it was a VA loan, and the VA loan, the vet had some issues, and that was like, I think it was like number three. So it was like this pyramid effect where that deal went south, and then every other deal just kind of like crumbled behind it. That's the only downside about taking a contingency sale, is that you got to be aware that if one of those homes don't close or they get delayed, then you get delayed, and then it gets that, you know, we get delayed. That's what happened with us. We had some issues with the property, and it delayed us, you know, out. And now you have this, the 3-day notice you have to give whenever you change terms of the contract. So if you change the terms because of the sale behind you is falling apart, maybe you have to do a close of escrow extension. Then you get into reissuing this 3-day thing again, and that could delay it even further. So it's always a lot of fun in real estate. But those are the things where if you do get a contingency sale, just be careful that the sale of the contingent property is not a contingent property, which is behind it, because you get them stacked up and they're not too much fun. So anyway, so the predominant, you know, number seems to be the conventional financing, about 55%, and followed by cash at 34%. And then after that, pretty much FHA. They had 24 FHA sales. Private was as equal to, you know, the VA, not equal to VA, it was more. So private money, but not anything significant in that way, only about 8 deals. So that's kind of your lay of your land when it comes to financing. So if you're a first-time home buyer, go conventional. You know, if you can, if you have cash, that's the way to go. You know, say, hey, Mom and Dad, you're going to leave us all that money anyway. How about giving it to us today? But check with your accountant and all that kind of good stuff, because you may not wish to do that. Just listed a new property. I'll tell you about that while I close. It's up on Carriage Lane in Wickiup, and it's just up. It's along the old golf course, and the property is up against the hill, so it didn't. It's got a kind of like a man-made roof, not a composition, but like a tile. So that's probably one of the reasons, you know, it didn't burn. But the homes around it are all fine. The house across the street did burn, but they've cleared it out already. So that's, they've pretty gone through it. The price, we've listed the property for $669, and it's just about over 2,000 square feet. The gal's moving up to Oregon to be with her relatives, and the lot's good size, about 8,500 square foot lot, and that's going to be on the market, I think, by the 21st of the month. So that's going to come up pretty shortly this week. So that's going to be, like I said, $669. If you want to check it out, give me a call. Let me know. Three bedrooms, two bath, single level home. Has some steps going up, but nothing, you know, you can't handle. A nice 2-car garage and well located in Wickiup, right across from the old golf course. So you look across the street, and it's all green where the old golf course used to be. So if you're thinking about buying, give me a call. You can either do that at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503, or mike@mikekelly.com. We'll see you next week for our Christmas Eve program. Have a great holiday. Get your shopping done, and we'll have more good, fun giveaways. Remember, your ugly sweater, if you got one, posted on Facebook Live, Mike Kelly, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, or send me an email, mike@mikekelly.com. Ugly T-shirt contest next week. Right back next Sunday.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.